CLNS Media Patriots Roundtable. I am one of the co-hosts, Nick Qualia, here with Marv Zahn and Mike Molyneux. And we're coming off of a Patriots win. Not a great one, though. Not a great one. So, I mean, like, let's recap this real quick. Last week, the Patriots take the defending Super Bowl champion, Tampa Bay Bucks, led by a guy that we know pretty damn well in Tom Brady, take him down to a 56-yard field goal try, which, granted, doesn't mean they're going to win if Nick Folk hits that, because you leave Tom Brady with 53 seconds. You never know what's going to happen at that point. That was way too much time for Tom. But despite that fact, you almost beat the Tampa Bay Bucks, who are a wagon of a team again. Antonio Brown looks like Antonio Brown this past weekend. And then you go up against the Houston Texans this week. You go down to Houston. You're like, okay, let's tack on a win here. Let's climb back into this thing. I believe right now the Patriots are technically only a game out of the last wild card spot, which is kind of surprising. We're only five games in, whatever. And they make Davis Mills look like Peyton Manning. I don't know what was happening. This man was carving up the Patriots defense like it was nothing. And guys, let's give our opening thoughts here. What are your opening thoughts on this Patriots Houston Texans game? Either one of you, go for it.
I'll start off by saying this. Patriots are 2-3. And some people might even think that the season's over. If they were to lose to the Houston Texans, the Patriots season was done. Put a cork in it. It's over. The Patriots season was going to be over if they lost to the Houston Texans 1-4. And it was trending that direction. It was really trending that direction. But Houston made a lot of dummy errors during that game. And, you know, Patriots, you know, were resilient enough to find a way to win. There's a lot of issues with this Patriots team. Obviously, first thing that comes to mind, Juwan Williams, he's not ready. Juwan Williams is not ready. You know, you invested a lot in this guy, hoping that he will be the cornerback for the future.
And you thought he would be it by now. Like, you thought he would be ready to go by now.
Not it.
Is this year three?
This is year three for him.
He should be something.
Jalen Mills wasn't ready to go. Juwan Williams had to step up and didn't look good. Like you said, Davis Mills looked like what? Peyton Manning out there. They were carving up this Patriots secondary. One thing that I think everyone knows, I know Mike was repeating it as well, is Judon is just a force of nature for the Patriots team. That's their best defensive player. And another takeaway is the offensive line showed up. You take away four of your starters, you put in some random guys in there, but the offensive line stepped up this game against the Houston Texans. Those are my quick thoughts of the game.
Yeah, which, like, maybe you keep this offensive line in, because they played well. Like, Ted Karras, like, that was a bandaged offensive line, and Mac Jones actually had some time to throw. Unlike, I mean, you guys want to talk about Isaiah Wynn. Like, that guy, you expect him right now to be a very good left tackle, because he's showed some promise over the past couple of years. And that guy has stunk this year. He is a revolving door left tackle. Mike, thoughts?
So, you know, I've been saying this, I think, on the last show, the last couple of shows, anybody I've talked to, once the Patriots got past that Tampa Bay Buccaneers game, I said, okay, now let's get the season actually rolling, because by all accounts, a lot of people, most people, figured they'd lose to Tampa Bay, which ended up happening despite, you know, regardless of how the game went, it ended up in a loss. And I said, okay, let's get things rolling. After that Tampa Bay game and you get the Houston Texans, it's kind of like a layup. Get things rolling, defeat the Texans. Now you can hopefully just start to kick things into gear as you go through the season. Like both of you said, had their quarterback looking like Peyton Manning, carving them up, you know, threw for a great completion percentage, three touchdown passes, if I remember correctly. He looked great. And then the Patriots defense looked like they couldn't stop anything. They couldn't slow down Houston at all. But one thing that I've heard over the years is a dumb team always finds a way to lose. Houston Texans is a dumb team that made mistakes and found a way to lose that game. But similar to what Marv said, I figured if the Patriots could not defeat the Houston Texans, this wasn't a football team that really had any hope going through the rest of the season. Because Houston Texans probably are one of the worst of the worst. It's probably Houston Texans, Jets, maybe a couple other teams down there. But Houston Texans are one of those bottom of the barrel teams that if you get a chance to face them, like I said, it's a layup. Easy slam dunk. Wide open, fast break. Take care of business against the Houston Texans. And for the majority of that game, it was looking like the Patriots were gonna have the fast break layup and bummed it. You know, bummed it off the front of the rim or something. If a little basketball reference there, but you know, they found a way to get it out. And I'm gonna continue to remain hopeful and optimistic that this offense will continue to will find a way to start clicking on all cylinders. I mean, for the most part, people believe in Mac Jones. People hasn't really lost faith in Mac Jones. And I think people also giving him the benefit of the doubt that he's a rookie quarterback. He's 22 years old. This is his first time, you know, starting in the NFL. At the same time, they do have some guys over there on offense who can make things happen in terms of weapons that can help Mac Jones as the season continues to progress. So I continue to stay optimistic with the offense. Defensively, it's a question mark. You know, this defense is really shaky, really shaky. And if you can,
especially
especially against the run. And then, like we said, Mills for the Houston Texans was doing his thing with the football, dropping back and making plays happen. So all around, the defense is the biggest question mark of all when it comes to this Patriots team. You know, moving forward, the opponents are going to get tougher. And so it just remains to be seen as how this team will respond when they start to face, you know, better competition. Like I said, Houston Texans are one of the bottom of the barrel teams, but the competition's only going to get better from here.
Yeah. And you want to talk about some bright spots. You got to look for the bright spots. Obviously you won the game and I guess they showed some kind of grit, although it was weird to see, like I wouldn't expect Bill Belichick to be as happy as he was after that game. Cause he seemed, it looked like a sigh of relief for him. Like that was a game that you guys should have won handedly to start off with. You want to talk about positives though for the game? The tight ends are finally starting to show up. Hunter Henry had a game. Hunter Henry catches a touchdown pass. Hunter Henry leads your team in receiving, 6 receptions, 75 yards and a touchdown. I mean, so at least that's something notable that you're going to have to look at and be like, okay, well, hopefully you can carry that going into the coming weeks, because that is what you did at the start of free agency. You went out and you made sure you didn't just get the best tight end on the market. You got the best two tight ends on the market. You know how many teams would have wanted either of those guys? You ended up with both. Start using them, damn it. Like, that is why they are here. You want that two-headed monster? Let Mac open it up. We know Mac is accurate as hell. Let him throw the football to these two. And if you continue to do that and you continue to develop this two tight end system again, well, then I think their offense does have a chance. And guys, real quick, the show is powered by our friends over at betonline.ag. Now, do we have any other notes that you guys want to bring upon this game, or do you want to talk about the coming week? Because I've got some thoughts on this coming week.
All right, before we get to the coming week, I want to get your two thoughts on the Patriots run game. Damian Harris had that fumble in the end zone, and I'm pretty sure this may be what, two or three fumbles on the season from him? I'm not sure.
Is that two for him?
I'm not sure the number, but I know he definitely has more than
three. I think it's three.
Might be three. And we most people like Damian Harris and believe that he's a great option at running back. Then you get to Stevenson, who clearly the Patriots don't have a lot of faith in. He's been a healthy scratch. You know, he's able to play in the game yesterday. J.J. Taylor, you don't know when he's going to pop up for this team. What are we here thinking about this running back group? Is this the running back group that, you know, they're going to go with throughout the rest of the season? Do they maybe look elsewhere at possible running back options? I'm hearing Marlon Mack wants out of Indianapolis. Like, what are we thinking here about this running back situation for the Patriots? Do they just turn completely to a pass heavy team and not completely abandon the run, but shift away from the run a lot more? Like, what are we thinking here, guys?
It's scary. It's scary to think like that, that if you can't put together this run game, because the thing is, it's not like one of them is fumbling the football. They all seem to be doing it, except for Brandon Bolden. Brandon Bolden's the only guy who can hold on to it. And if this gets screwed up somehow, because I guess Marlon Mack is out there. It looks like he is going to be moved. But if you don't land with him, what are you going to do? You're stuck with this, and you're going to have to continue going on with Damian Harris. So I haven't lost any faith in Damian Harris. I think he'll figure it out. He'll hold on to the football. He's a very talented runner. But if you can't figure out this run game to the extent that we had hoped, then you're going to have a lot of problems because you have a rookie quarterback. You have to establish a run game so other teams don't just sit on defending a rookie quarterback throwing the ball, because that's when mistakes are going to happen.
Yeah, and to be quite frank, the offensive line hasn't helped the running game at all. You bring in guys like Damian Harris and Ramon Stevenson, and they haven't had really lanes to run through. I mean,
Trent Brown sucks. That's what Trent Brown's job is.
Damian Harris has been decent. I mean, the turnovers hurt. You can even make the argument they've lost to Patriots some games when you think about the Miami Dolphins game. Turnovers have been a big issue with these running backs. And then you start utilizing a Brandon Bolden. And the only reason you're utilizing him because he's safe, but he's slow. He's slow as hell. And really, nothing really positive is coming out of it. Damian Harris can't hold on to the ball. That fumble in the end zone, yuck. Yeah, you can't have that happen anymore in this league. But I'm just going to focus on the offensive line here and saying that the run block has been poor, and that's a concern when you look at this team. One of the strengths going into this league into this year was, okay, we have a good set of running backs, and we have a good run block, and that's what's going to be the identity. It hasn't been an identity, and that's why Mac has to step back every time, and it has been walloping him every single play. So that's a concern. Everything that we thought was going to be a strength for this Patriots team going into the season has not been. And that's crazy to think about. It's been really crazy to think about.
Yeah, especially with the amount of money that they spent. Bill doesn't do this. They spent a ton of money. And it seems like the areas where you spend money, that's where you're struggling. That's where you're struggling. All right, before we move on, guys, betonline.ag. Guys, we're back and better than ever. All eyes are on the gridiron as teams are back on for another football season. As always, BetOnline is your number one spot for all the pro and college football action this season. With a new updated site interface and even more odds, props, and contests, BetOnline continues to be the number one source for everything football. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Don't forget to use our promo code CLNS50 to receive your welcome bonus. For football, basketball, boxing, right to your favorite Vegas casino games, don't wait to take advantage of all the amazing offers available for the 2021 season. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to bet all of your sports action. BetOnline, where the game starts. Now, we talk about all these issues up front. We talk about all these problems that this team has been having with stopping the run. You saw that again against the Texans this past weekend. Guys, what the hell do you think they're going to do this weekend when you have to face Ezekiel Elliott, and then when he comes off the field, Tony Pollard? What are they going to do?
Yeah,
it's going to be tough.
This weekend's another huge test. I mean, obviously, I don't mean to bring it up again, but the Tampa Bay game was a test against a very solid team. So far, after, you know, these first couple of weeks, the Dallas Cowboys have shown to be a talented team, especially offensively, defensively as well. That cornerback,
Trayvon Diggs.
Trayvon Diggs, like he's making a case for defensive player of the year early in the season.
He has a pick every game, right?
Pick every game, I believe. But yeah, in terms of offense, this is a huge test for the Patriots. And everything we've seen, you know, we've talked about this defense and they can't stop the run. Cornerback, the secondary is a little bit shaky. We've said on previous episodes how they put pressure on the quarterback is still somewhat questionable. Everything that we've talked about, you're going to get tested big time going against Dak Prescott, Ezekiel Elliott, backed up by Tony Pollard. And then in terms of wide receivers, Amari Cooper, CeeDee Lamb. He loves that Schultz guy, that tight end over there. Like, Dallas is high powered, one of the high powered offenses in the league, and it's going to be a huge test for the Patriots. And I mean, I don't want to kind of go to the conclusion, well, if you can't handle a team or stop a team or slow down a team like Dallas, then what are you doing this season? But it's a huge test for the Patriots in terms of how they handle. And Nick, you said it perfectly. What the hell are they going to do going up against Ezekiel Elliott, one of the top running backs in the league, and then he has one of the better backups in the league, and Tony Pollard, who showed that if he gets an opportunity, he's ready to eat up yards just as well as Ezekiel Elliott given the opportunity. So huge test for this Patriots defense coming up. Offensively, you know, we'll see. But defensively is where I'm really going to be watching to see if this team can show us something against a high-powered offense.
I am genuinely nervous that this is not going to be a good weekend. I think that I am more nervous. I was worried about the Patriots against the Bucs, obviously, as everybody was. But I might be more concerned, especially after what we saw this weekend, with this team going up against the Cowboys offense. Because this Cowboys offense, when it's running smooth, it's tough to stop. It's real tough to stop.
Yeah, man. I mean, you're talking about a Dallas Cowboys offense that brings in unique problems if you want to compare it to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. With Tampa Bay Buccaneers, you knew that Brady just had unlimited weapons to throw the ball to. But Dak, not only can he throw the ball to some elite wide receivers, he's got that running game that's going to be an issue too. And I'm not too worried about Zeke. I think if the Patriots wanted to game plan on Zeke, they could slow Zeke down. The guy that you guys mentioned is Tony Pollard, who brings another dynamic, who, by all accounts, runs a little harder than Zeke at times. Every time Pollard gets the ball, he's making a positive play, and he brings another dynamic that's going to cause the Patriots linebackers a lot of issues. And if you give Dak any time in the pocket, he is going to make the right plays. Dax has always been a solid quarterback. That tight end is going to cause issues for the Patriots as well. You talk about Schultz, they got Jarwin as well. Dallas has a very great offense, and they've been one of the hardest teams in the NFL currently. And you flip the side where offensively, you got to put up points. I said that against the Buccaneers. Patriots got to pull up points against the Buccaneers. Luckily, it was raining. How many times are you going to get a chance like that when it's just going to be pouring rain? And that's not always going to be the game script. You're going to need to put up points against this Dallas team, you know, which defense has been great so far. It's crazy to think that we're talking about Dallas in such a high remark, but that's what they've looked like so far in these 5 weeks. So Patriots have started to look like they have an identity a little bit by getting Hunter Henry involved more. You know, they've started to show that Mac Jones, they're letting him a little bit loosen up. I think they do it a little too late into the game. But Patriots are going to need to put up points early against this Dallas Cowboys to make it a game. Otherwise, it could get ugly.
And we got anything else? Or do you want to wrap it up here?
We'll see. I think this game will be telling. I thought the Texans game would tell a lot depending on if they lost that game. I think this is another game that could be telling because you're facing one of the better teams in the NFL. So we'll see another chance to see what kind of Patriots team we really have depending on the outcome of this coming game.
Patriots got to find a way to win, man. I mean, you look at their division, Jets are out of it. Miami's pretty much cooked. You can't lose too many more games if you're the Patriots. So I'm really interested to see how Bill Belichick and that defense game plans against the Cowboys.
Right. And Mike, you're saying that like losing to Houston would have said a lot. I'm nervous to think that the way that they played against Houston, even with the win, already said a lot. Again, they made Davis Mills look good. Davis Mills isn't that good, and they made him look pretty damn good. He was carving up that defense, and I'm nervous to have the Dallas Cowboys, dare I say, elite offense, come to Gillette Stadium and potentially tear up that defense.
It's possible. It's possible. Gillette has lost the mystique that it used to have of teams coming in and home, the Gillette Stadium, it's hard to win in Gillette. That mystique is gone, completely gone. So
I think
we'll
a lot
see
of that
what
had to do with the. I think a lot of that had to do with the quarterback on the other side.
That is also true as well.
And now they're looking at Mac Jones. So nothing against Mac, but we'll see how that turns out. All right, Steelers Media Patriots Roundtable, guys. Thank you to our friends over at BetOnline.ag. Guys, we're going to talk to you next week following the Patriots and Cowboys game. We will talk to you then. Thank you for watching, and thank you for listening.